This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I was going on a walk with the kids just a few days ago, and one of my sons, mashallah, tabarakallah, he always carries the rucksack with the snacks and the sandwiches and the picnic and the mats that we sit on when we stop, and also the water, because there's a bladder in it, so it's quite heavy. And obviously, if it's the only water amongst all of us, then sometimes he has to keep stopping because everyone's thirsty and they want a drink. So I think he got a bit fed up with this, and so he was saying, "Oh, listen, drink now, I don't want to keep stopping." And then it came to my mind, I remembered two things. The first thing I remembered was what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said about not making people feel obliged when you've done something nice for them. You know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that he will not speak to them, and he will not purify them, and he will not forgive them on the Day of Judgment. People who remind others of the things that they've done for them and make them feel obliged. But then I was remembering, well, I know there's other things there were, because there's various, actually quite a few hadith, and also a verse of Quran. So there's an ayah of the Quran that mentions this, but in fact it is talking about those people who hide the truth, who cover the truth. The specific context was some of the rabbis from the Arab Jews knew about the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They knew that from their scriptures, and they hid this truth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran is talking about how he will not look at them, he will not speak to them, he will not forgive them because of what they've done. But there are other things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that have the same punishment, the same threat of punishment. And one of those things is reminding people of the favors that you've done to them to make them feel obliged. But I remember a hadith that mentioning other things as well. So as I was walking, I quickly did a quick Google search to find out more, and I was reading these various hadith to my kids. I thought everyone might benefit from this, and the things that I can recall from what I was reading: number one, the Prophet mentioned disobedience to parents, the people who disobey their parents, subhanallah, very severe. And then specifically there was a hadith about a person who has excess water, and there are people who are traveling and he doesn't give it to them, which I looked at my son and he looked at me, and it was like, astaghfirullah. And the other thing, of course, is a person who buys and sells, and he swears by Allah. Constantly he's saying, wallahi, I got this for that price, I'm selling it, you know. So he takes the name of Allah. Another thing is a person who gives bay'ah, who gives the oath of allegiance to a ruler only for the sake of dunya. He's not sincere about it. It's just a thing he does to get some benefit. So when the ruler gives him something, he's obedient. And when the ruler doesn't, he's disobedient. So these are some of the things the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned about people who Allah will not speak to them. Allah will not look at them. Allah will not purify them. What a terrible state to be in, brothers and sisters. So let us avoid being from those people. It is a reminder that some sins are way more serious and way more calamitous than others. And we should, of course, avoid sin as much as possible. But some of them reflect really deeply and profoundly on our character, on that fundamental aspect of what does it mean to be a Muslim? What does it mean to believe in Allah, and some things, in a sense, they impinge on that so dramatically that Allah, it really distances you from your Lord, really distances you from Allah. But remember, of course, brothers and sisters, the gates of repentance are always open. You can always ask Allah forgiveness. Always change your life around and make a real effort to improve your character. I hope that benefits you. Assalamu alaikum.